Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Tamar Salant with us, right?
Yeah, hi.
I didn't butcher your name.
You did not butcher
awesome.
My name.
So you're the... Awesome. So you're the head of business development for EOS.
Neo.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Close. Right.
We were just talking about some stuff. So awesome. So what is it, that brought you to Neo? How'd you get involved with them? You know, why Neo of all things?
Okay. So it's a pretty funny story. I've been involved in blockchain since 2011. Nice. It was always kind of my hobby, the thing I was always like reading up
on.
2011.
It was. Wow.
I was really fascinated by, I had a bunch of friends who were mining Bitcoin at the time, which was interesting, but it didn't really click. I am half Argentinian and I have family and friends in Argentina. And then end of 2011, hyperinflation kicked in Argentina.
Yeah.
And they had this whole issue with bringing in and out of the country's US dollars. And I was hearing about family and friends who were getting paid in Bitcoin for freelance work.
Yeah.
And that's when it clicked, really clicked for me. And it was down the rabbit hole from there. So that was always a big interest of mine. I moved to China in 2015. And when I came over to China, I said, okay, what's going on in the Chinese
gotcha.
Blockchain scene?
Now it's coming together. All right.
Started going to events, started going to meetups. Not a lot of foreign women going to these events, kind of raising their hands. And I ask a lot of questions. So
that's
got
awesome.
To know a lot of people.
We need more women in the space. You know, every time I look around, there's nothing but dudes everywhere.
A lot. A lot. There are a lot of women in the space. A lot of times.
There are more coming in.
More and more.
We need a lot more.
Yeah. Since 2011.
Any married guy knows that the women are always smarter than us men. So we definitely could use a lot more of you.
I agree. And I think there are, excellent women out there. But
of course.
But we do need more. Good talent in general, but as well. So, 2015, started going to these events and meetups, got to know really interesting people in the space. And a little over a year ago, I met the Neo team. And we worked at the same office space, and we'd have conversations about where is the space going to and kind of concepts, smart economy, and joined the team shortly after.
Awesome. So how's it been since you joined? I mean, are you excited for the future? Are you happy with the progress?
It's absolutely crazy. So it's been an insane year in a very good way. And I think what we're seeing now with development of the smart economy, of the different concepts of the smart economy, it's taking time. We're building like any project, like any good tech product, basically. You need to, work on it. But we are seeing results. I'm doing a lot of work also with the Neo community, which you guys are here getting a small taste of what it looks like, what it really is about. It's going to be an exciting year for sure.
All right, cool. So you're the global BD manager, right? So how do you ultimately decide, who is able to build on Neo or who you support, I guess?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question. So we do not build or we don't cherry pick who builds on Neo. We're an open source public blockchain. Cool. Anyone can build on Neo. We're focusing on the infrastructure level itself. So we're focusing on the tech, on the base layer, and then we have the different dApps or the different projects that are building on top of Neo. Anyone can build on Neo. It's completely open. It's decentralized in that sense. But we do want to help our ecosystem projects, and we want the community to get to know our ecosystem projects. That's kind of the bridge we have to help build. We have different ways of letting projects update the community and let the community and the general public know what's going on. I will say that we never endorse any project. We don't have any partnerships. That kind of goes against that concept of public, open source, public, decentralized blockchain. We can't, come to the community and say, this is a great project. This one is kind of mediocre. This one, stay away. It's not our job to do that. So that's why we never have official partnerships with anyone. But having said that, obviously, we do want the community to know what's going on in the ecosystem. So if it's having different websites like Neo News Today, which is also here, that covers all news related Neo, having events, whether it's workshops or hackathons, local events, big events like this DevCon, where we have projects come and present to the community as well. So the ultimate purpose of it is not us. It's not about Neo. It's about the ecosystem. It's about the community. So we'll go and we'll give a talk and we'll explain about Neo, and then we'll have maybe two or three projects come present to the local community as well.
Gotcha. So how does that, like, you know, really compete with, you know, platforms like Tron, where you got Justin paying people to come on over to his chain, him releasing partnerships like every week, right? Even partners with, like, yes, you know, porta potty places, you know, it's like,
right,
you know, Tron and porta potties, hey, whatever, right? So, you know, how do you guys compete with something like that when they're, you know, able to, if you look at like the top, you know, 50 dApps that are being used right now, Tron is just killing it, right? Now, you know, they're getting a lot of people building. So how do you compete with something like that if you guys aren't like really incentivizing, you know, platforms to build on Neo?
Mm-hmm. So it's a fair question. I think ultimately we have different philosophies in how do we view a blockchain product, if you will, and how do we see the project itself. So we're focusing on building a smart economy. We're not building Neo for a specific use case, and we're not creating it for only specific dApps. We're focusing on, again, every and any use case, and we're looking at digital identity, we're looking at smart contracts, we're looking at digital assets, and the combination of the three. For developers, then there are different ways of incentivizing developers. We have independent developer communities globally that get funded by Neo Foundation.
Like we City of Zion.
Like City of Zion, which is, I think, the most well-known
right
community. But we have, aside from them, other communities. Neo Research, which is here as well. They are from Brazil. Another community of developers out of China, and so on. And then we just have freelance, we call them, developers that contribute to Neo. And we kind of like to say at Neo, contribute first, reward later. So based on the quality of the code and the contribution, that's how we incentivize people and pay them for their hard work. And I think we're just focusing on building a good product. So I think, you know, you've mentioned Tron, you've mentioned the EOS earlier before.
You should have seen your face. You just went, This is not EOS.
I think we are looking at different concepts. And I think when we're looking at the use case and the dApps and these blockchains, they are maybe more concentrated in a specific field. And I think, you know, my personal view is different blockchains, different use cases, right?
Sure.
So specific ones from a technical perspective are a better fit.
Right. So of the ones that you've recently added, which ones are you most excited about? You can't endorse them, right?
I can't endorse.
But you can say, hey, look, you know, over the past month, we've, you know, brought on these three right here, right? Have you been bringing on, you know, quite a few each month? Or
so one of the focuses we've had these past couple of months is games on top of the blockchain. So Neo Games is a big theme. There's also going to be a panel tomorrow, I believe, and we'll probably have more events coming on later on this year focusing on games. Because
like,
we see,
like Black Cat.
Like Black Cat, for instance, right, exactly. Which is, you know, games on top of the blockchain is a very interesting use case.
Sure.
Also from the people, the hardcore gamers who really understand what the value of a digital asset is, and also just in terms of adoption. We have, I won't talk about specific, but I can mention some of the projects that are here at DevCon. We have Barrel Network that is here. We have Guardium, which is also a great project that is
Guardian
here.
Guardian Circle.
Guardian Circle. Mm-hmm. And just different ones. We have Neo Health. So I think when you look at the dApps built on Neo, and we have over 100 at the moment, each one is completely different from the other, and each one is kind of touching different subjects as well.
Cool. So what are you most excited about with Neo? Like, what just makes you go, yes?
So one, so a new project we're launching and we're announcing it today here at DevCon actually is Neo Friends. Neo has this amazing, active, global community. Developer community is the bigger part of it, but we also have, let's call it the non-devs. These are community members that are super engaged with what's going on in the ecosystem, people that follow up the news, people that come to the events, people who participate. And we're starting Neo Friends, which is a program to connect with these people even more, and also find non-devs tasks for them to fulfill so they can also feel that they're building the Neo ecosystem with us. We're looking at it from a global perspective, a regional one, and a local one. So different communities will also have Neo friend names in their own language. So let's say South American and Spanish-speaking Neo friends will be Neo amigos. And we mentioned Israel before, so Neil Haverim, and so on. And these are just people who are very much active. And again, in that reward system that Neil has, we will have three layers of, or three different types of Neil friends. So we'll have the base, which anyone can apply, and then based on contribution, that's how the rank, if you will go up. It will be a voluntary program. You know, we want to have the community join efforts and be part of us, but we also don't want to have people kind of using that project to manipulate or just cause any damage. So we are doing it based on contribution. And that's one thing I'm really excited about.
Awesome. And is there any particular industry or niche that you are looking for more people in that area to come build on Neo?
I think there are a lot of interesting use cases out there, you know, if we're looking at IoT, which is obviously huge, if we're looking at AI, if we're looking at data as a product, I think that's something that could also help bring mass adoption, if you will, as well. But it'll take time for sure.
Awesome. So is there anything else you want to tell the audience before I let you go? I know you got to get prepared. You're going to be the MC tomorrow, right?
I will be the MC tomorrow as well.
Still got a little jet lag, so you got to, you know, go relax a little bit, take it easy.
A bit. Yeah. Join Neo Friends, join the community. You know, we're very active on all social media. Our Discord channel always has people online. We kind of joke and say, because it's such a global project, literally at any hour you'll have over 1,000 people online, because from different countries and different time zones. Follow Neo News Today and join us.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you tomorrow.
Likewise.
All right. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one. Talk to you soon.